Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 461. We're up to the now remake of the Clash of the Titans. We're up to the 2010 version of Clash of the Titans. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So you've seen this one in the theater, I believe, right?
Dude, I distinctly remember going to see it. My family and I went on a cruise. We got back from the cruise, and the day we got back, I went to see this at the theater because I was like, I gotta see this Clash of Titans. I was 23 years old. So I was like, you know, I was still young, didn't care. I had to see everything. And I was like, I gotta see this Clash of the Titans. And I went and I saw it in 3D in the theater the day I arrived from a cruise. So yes, I did see this at the theater and I remember the exact scenario.
I never seen this. So I seen the original one. I never got to see the remakes, Wrath or Clash. It just didn't appeal to me when I saw the trailers. But it's going to be very interesting when we talk about it.
Oh, it is going to be very interesting.
Box office wise, this was a smash hit. This was a $125 million budget, which I'm not going to lie, Nate. This thing looked like a $225 million. But I mean, it looked big, like a big budget. But again, 125 is saying here, it grossed $493 million worldwide. That is a pretty big hit for this movie.
Yeah. And that's why we got a sequel to it. Also, you got to remember, Avatar came out in 09, I think. Mm. Right. And that blew up the 3D thing. And so this movie was one of the first that did the post-conversion 3D. There was a whole controversy, remember? Because Avatar was shot in 3D, so it was like awesome. And this was like shot in 2D, and then they went back and added in the 3D after. Gotcha. And the studio did a test screening, and they were like, we love it! Let's put it out! And then it made all this money. Oh. And then you remember for like 2 years, every movie that came out was like 3D. But they weren't filmed. They were always converted, post-conversion. Let's just try to squeeze more. Let's try to milk the audience. And this movie's fault. So for better or worse, whether you like the movie or not, you could blame this for being such a big hit as making all the next 3 years worth of movies 3D.
What's crazy is that technology died quick. That 3D, because remember every movie you broke, because I remember it was like HD movies was in 3D. Remember that? Got the Blu-rays, 3D Blu-rays. That technology died because everything was so expensive. Like if you're going to market this, and again, we're not going to go into this rant on 3D, but I'm just saying is, but what I mean is like not go elaborate like crazy. Yeah, yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, if you're going to try to market something like 3D and make it cool, because there were some movies that it worked and I was like, yo, this is pretty dope. But then you started coming out with these crazy technologies and then you're charging like $5,000 a TV. No one got that type of money to spend $5,000 on TVs.
And $300 for the extra glasses.
Yeah.
Because it had the active shutters. So
that's right.
And they had to have a battery and they had to have and this movie too, I will say, the funny thing with watching it now is that it still has the 3D parts in it, but it's not in 3D. So like he throws that stick and it's like coming at the screen. It's supposed to be 3D. It's not. Or the coin. The coin's like bouncing.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? To me, it looked pretty cool. Again, I didn't see it in 3D. I didn't even know this was 3D until you just said it.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense now. But while I was watching it, I was just like, oh, that's a pretty cool effect. I was just like, that's a cool
effect. If you would have saw it at the theater, it would have been coming at you right at that part.
Grab the coin. Give me that coin to Medusa's love handles. Okay, so with that said, that's the budget. All right, Nate, what did the critics and audience have to say about this film?
Okay, well, the first movie, if you remember, had like kind of good, surprisingly good Rotten Tomato scores, both fresh audiences. Had it at a 70, and the critics had it at a 63, which are both fresh. This takes a little bit of a tumble here. This is a minus 36% for the critics. So this actually has a 27% critic score. Very bad. And the audience score also took a drop 30%. So this has a 40% audience score. 27 and 40 versus 63 and 70 for the original. So I would say maybe traditional remake fashion, it's not as well liked as the original. Sometimes they are, but usually it's not. But it made a lot of money.
I'm shocked. I'm very shocked Because the movie is kind of similar. They changed some stuff here and there, but it's kind of similar to the 1981 that we just saw. So I don't know what the... I mean, then again, newer 2010.
I got some issues with this.
No. There is issues.
You know what? I like this movie before I popped it in. I'm not saying I don't like it now. What I'm saying is...
Okay.
I think I said this when we reviewed last week.
Yeah.
I remember liking this movie. Like, I've seen it a few times, but it's been a while, and definitely noticed some things since, you know, we watched the original and then I watched this. So I'm excited. I'm actually excited to talk. Sometimes we come on here and I'm like, I know how this is going to go, but this one, I'm pretty excited to talk about it.
I'm very excited to see where we go with this. All right. So let's go with lead character. Perseus is
played by Sam Worthington. All right. We're going to come out the gates. I gave him a 2. I gave this version of him a 2. But let me tell you why. First of all, we don't score performance, but we talk about performance.
Yes.
Sam Worthington's horrible in this movie. All he does is brood and yell. He doesn't do anything else. He has no emotional range. When his family dies, he doesn't really look that sad. He's just like, ugh. And this was at that time where they were really pushing this guy. Like, he was in Avatar the year before. He was in Terminator Salvation, which we liked. And he was getting all these big budget roles, but he really wasn't that. I actually think he's okay now. He got better. But back then, not a great performance. Now, beyond that, this character is, I thought Harry Hamlin's version of it, at least, you remember we talked about it. It was the hero's journey. Pretty traditional.
Yeah.
You know, starts off, mother dies. You get him as a little kid a little bit. Mom dies. No, mom didn't even die in the original. That's this one. He grows up on that island. And then he gets, you know, the gods. He gets involved in this little kind of dispute between them. And he has to go on this journey. He meets falls in love with a princess. Pretty standard stuff. This version of him, mom dies off the bat. He's an orphan. So it's already different. Then he gets picked up by this fisherman family. They got love, but my problem, Alex, is that they only are there for like 5 minutes. I feel like they could have fleshed that out.
Mm.
Him and the dad and the little sister and the mom, whatever. Like, I just feel like if they spent a little more time, like, it kind of rushes through. And that has to do with story, which we'll get to later. But it affects the character because he's just mad. They get killed by Hades. He's now mad. And the rest of the movie is just him being mad at the gods and wanting to kill them. And nothing else. He's very one-dimensional. And there's a love interest that is different than the original that it kind of falls flat for me. So, I don't know. I gave him a 2. He's not quite a 1, but I don't think this version is better than the original version of Perseus.
Okay, so this is weird. This is a very weird thing, right? So when I was watching the movie, I had some gripes with the character. And it was so weird. I mean, again, it could fall under writing maybe because we are getting gripes with the way his story is told. But the lead character, I felt he was very whiny. And this is what I mean. And this is what I mean, though. Because I don't want people to be like, oh, this dude is hating. I'm not hating it.
He was whining. You're right.
I just feel like he was like an Anakin version of Perseus. Right? Remember Anakin mean he wanted to punch you in the face?
Oh my
like,
God.
That's what I felt like.
Just like an angry kid.
Yes. And what got me really annoying, what the difference between him and the guys from the 81 is that the guy in 81 took his gifts from the gods as gifts, because my man Mickey told him, ancient Mick told him, like, dude, he goes, this is the gifts from the gods. And it was like, oh, all right, cool. So he took it. He didn't bitch about it because he had to go through a journey to get his wife or whatever, his girlfriend, whatever, right?
The princess.
Yes, to marry the princess. So he needed these tools to get to where he got to go to. I ain't seen nothing wrong with it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Just like an adventure game, right? Like, whatever. You get some, you know, some weapons. This one, he gets a dope-ass sword. I mean, Zeus gives him a dope-ass sword. I mean, the thing just disappears until he touches it. It's like a lightsaber. And I was like, yo, this shit is hot. And he's like, no, you take it. I don't want nothing from the gods. And then he runs off. He's like, what's going on? So I said, what the hell is wrong with this character? So then my wife starts laughing. And while I do enjoy certain aspects of the character, like the toughness, I'm like, that's cool. But then there's the ones that always, the part of him throughout the movie that just pisses me off is like when my man Lashif grabs him to the floor, right? And he tells him, you know, why don't you tell your dad to save you, right? Because maybe he got poisoned because Calibus bit him in the arm and he's like dying of poison. He's like, ugh. And he's like, put him on the floor. He's like, why don't you ask Zeus you know, pray to the gods so they could heal you. He goes, never. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, it's not wrong to ask help from your dad. Like, I understand you want to be.
Especially because the person who killed your parents was not him.
Exactly.
You could just hate Hades, you know?
It's your uncle. Your uncle killed your parents. Yeah. So, like, that's the thing that annoyed me, Nate. Like, I wanted to like Perseus in this movie. I was like, man, I do want it. But then he started to do the trick of Anakin. And I was like, brother, just do what you got to do. That's it. I don't know. I felt he was kind of lackluster for me in this. Whereas the hero's journey in terms of his portrayal, I didn't feel like it. Like, I didn't feel like he wanted to go and bang this chick. Like, Harry Hamlin, or I said Hamlin, Harry whatever his name
Harry
is.
Harry Hamlin, yeah.
Yeah, Harry Hamlin. Mm-hmm. He went through the ends of the earth to get to this chick. This dude, I felt like he was just doing a chore. He was just like, okay, I'm going to go save this place.
Because she was there.
Yeah.
And she was hot, but she was there.
No, she was hot.
But Andromeda, like, in the original, he sees her and he's like.
He's in love.
Beautiful. Love her. Gotta save her. Here, it's more like, this lady's here. She's helping me out. When she dies, he wasn't even that sad. He was like, he went to her, but he wasn't like, no, the gods will suffer. Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so weird. Like, it was just a weird, and it could be actor. Because, like, I guarantee you, if we would have had someone else play Perseus, I think it would have been a better person portraying him, I guess.
I think we could have got a better performance. But no, I think what you're talking about, because I agree with you, it's the script. And the part that pissed me off the most in relation to your point is when Mads Mikkelsen is telling him, like, dude, use this sword because all my people are dying because you won't do it. And he's still like, no.
Nope. Yeah.
I'll let them die. It's like, well, you're helping us. How about, and he's selfish in this movie, and I don't really like it that much.
You're right. He is, and that's the thing, that's the difference between the two movies. Why I like, you know, I know you don't like 81. I mean, we talked about it. You like the story and stuff, but you didn't like the grand finish of everything. Like, you liked the story, but you just didn't like the finished product, which I kind of understand. I mean, it did not look good.
Had some flaws, that's all.
Yeah, it does. This one, I just feel like Perseus in 81 was the better story of the lead character than the 2000. That is just me. If you would have threw that version into this one, could have been a different score.
He's hard to root for in this.
Yes, I gave him a 1.
All right, I'm here for that. You know, I'm here for it.
And the thing is, it's not because of bad acting, because it is bad acting. It's just, I feel like the hero's journey is not here. I just feel like they're just doing it because it's a remake. And you get what I'm saying? It's just like, it feels like a remake story.
He's Perseus in name only. It doesn't feel like a hero.
Yes. Zeus, still a dick. His father's still a dick.
He's worse in the original one.
They added the brother, because I don't remember the brother in the other movie.
Hades is not in the original.
Yeah, he's not in that one. They added the hot chick from Hansel and Gretel as his watcher.
Io.
Yeah, she was not in the other one. But at least they threw the knock of the bird, the robotic bird.
That was funny.
I was like, they should have had him. They should have had him in the movie.
Get that thing out of here.
They had Calibus.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in the movie, so you got to see that. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like in terms of lead characters, I just feel like it just didn't work with me. So 1 for me, 2 for you. Okay, main villain. Now we have Hercules. You have Medusa. You got the Kraken.
Yeah, you got Hades. Technically, Zeus. Kind of. Zeus a bad guy. I mean,
as bad as the first, as the 81. 81, he was bad. He was sending the Kraken to everybody.
So in the original one, Zeus lets the Kraken out on Argos, whatever, that place, because he tried to kill his son and his human
his wife.
Lover.
Yeah, his mistress.
And in that movie, it was his daughter. It was the king's daughter. In this movie, they changed some stuff around.
Yeah.
Instead, it's Calibus's wife that he came, banged.
And they show him.
He goes like, he turns around, he morphs into Liam.
I don't know his naked gun.
That was funny. So he released the Kraken there. But then from there, he's almost like, he's mean, but he's not like pure evil, where in this one he's like ready to kill all the humans because they won't praise him enough. He's a little more of a jerk, but he doesn't release the Kraken like the other one. It was like right in the beginning.
He cracked that shit over. Get rid of these guys, they're gone.
Okay, so Hades is the main villain. He's essentially mad because he's been stuck in hell. I mean, Ralph Fiennes, by the way, we got Schindler's List reunion here with Liam Neeson and Ralph Fiennes. So this is an unofficial sequel to Schindler's List, for anybody who didn't know. And he's great. This is after Harry Potter, a lot of Harry Potter movies. So, you know, he's like Voldemort. They're like, we got to get him as a bad guy. And he's always, he's reliable. He's cool. I gave the villains a 4. I like them. I find them more interesting. When they're on screen, I like it way better than when Perseus is on screen. Mm-hmm. I'll put it to you like that. Again, great actors. I actually think Liam Neeson's really good in this movie. And then you have Danny Houston as Poseidon. Again, the gods are all like crazy good cast. You even had the guy who played Zeus in Immortals, like Ares or something, in this movie, yeah, which was cool. Oh, also Nicholas Holt in this movie. Surprise. Young Nicholas Holt before he was like in anything.
Oh, and Luke Evans.
Yeah, Luke Evans was like, I think he was Ares. Anyway, I think that I kind of was digging the whole Hades pretending like he's working with Zeus to get him what he wants, but really he's just trying to make himself stronger so he can overthrow him.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to remake a movie and totally change the story, at least that's kind of interesting. I liked that. And the Kraken comes out at the end. He's way better than the Kraken in the... I mean, he's CGI, but he's way better than that rubber monster thing from the first
Black movie. Lagoon?
the creature from the Black Lagoon. Yeah. So I gave him a 4. They're formidable. They kill a lot of people. The scorpions, they kill... Medusa kills literally everybody who's not Perseus.
Yeah.
She kills them all. And even Calibus is better in this one. He's fighting them. He's running around and chokeslamming people and stabbing them. And so I give it a 4. It's still not a 5 for me, but I give it a 4.
No, I agree with you in the villain department. I do give it a 4 because you're right. I mean, the destruction of the Kraken at the end is like really cool. I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. I was like, how is this going to work? But they did it. They did it. And I was like, okay. Medusa has some beef with. I thought she was way too much CGI. I think it should have been like I told you before, like in 81, they should have been like an actress and then have like the bottom maybe CG so she looked like she's moving around. But it just, I could see why they did what they did. I mean, it worked because she was kind of hot, CG version. And I was like, okay, cool. I liked the sequence better than the other one, but the other one was creepier as hell. I guess it was the claymation.
This one was more horror. This one was more
Like action. When she looked at you, the green eyes went boo, yeah. And you're like, holy shit. Like you're going to, you know, whatever. But this was okay. I thought it worked. Calibus was my dude. I thought he was really good in this one. I was like, whoa. When he stabbed the hot chick, I was like, whoa. And he picked up one arm. He's like, oh. She's like, ah. And then he was like, no. And then he runs. And then they had that cool. And we'll talk about that in the fighting sequence. But yeah, they had that fight. Hades, I thought he was cool. My problem with the design of Hades was that he looked like every other witch. Like, think about it. He looked just like Joe and Mia Djokovic in Hellboy in the remake, right? With that spiritual fog thing. And he appears and is like, again, it's just I didn't like, I just wanted him to look like a god, like a fucking god. Like, that just looked too demonic. I was just like, eh. He looked like Voldemort with just hair and fucking...
And a beard.
And a beard, yeah. Like, I just was like, give me a god look. Like, this dude is the god of the underworld. Give him like a cool trench or something. Like, give him something like that. He looks presentable. He just looks like a wizard. Like, he just appeared to his brother, right? To me, it looked like he just appeared to prison. Now you got my man Zeus. I mean, he kind of looked like Marlon Brando's aluminum foil suit because my man was shiny.
It looked like he was wearing a shiny plastic armor,
a reflective armor suit.
Release the Kraken. Did you see the part? Did you see it? What I was talking about?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That was the best part, dude.
The camera's all penned in. He was like, release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken. Like, oh my gosh, it's the best part. I was like, yes, do it.
And then he looked like Qui-Gon Jinn when he met him for the first time. He had
he put on his
Jedi robe.
took off his plastic armor.
Yeah, so like the villains did do well. They had more stuff to do. I mean, the scorpions did look cooler. They looked cool, but I thought it was just way too more over the top with the scorpions. I mean, they had like 8,000 of them fighting them. And I was just like, and he still decided not to still use the sword, which I was like, yeah, idiot. You could have been chopping them all up mad quick.
So annoying with that. I'm so a weird but, built guy on Perseus.
He is. But anyway, in terms of the villains, like the villains did work its purpose. Certain things I would change, but I thought it worked well. I wasn't too crazy with a little bit of the flipperoo changing of the story like they did. I did like the Hades story with Zeus. I thought that worked a little bit. I felt like the Medusa was the same as the 81. Nothing changed in that one. The three-eyed witches, was cool, but I kind of like the crystal better than the eye. Me too. Yeah. Right? The crystal looked kind of unique. It was just like they were looking at a crystal glass that, but this one was just like a literal eye of somebody. Eyeball. Yeah, that was kind of a dumb choice. But anyway, with that said, 4 across the board here. Okay, action sequences.
Okay, so this one has way more action than the original. And it was kind of mixed for me. It has a lot of shaky, like real shaky camera action, camera movement, which I don't love. Some of the fights are good. Like I said, Calibus action scenes are good. But even like the first fight, it's shaking everywhere. You can't even really make out what's going on. And that was the point I was going to make. When I saw this in 3D back in the theater, I hated it. The 3D. Because it was already shaking. And then it was, those are a little darker. And then it's 3D. So it was like hurting my eyes. So I don't know why they thought this was so great in 3D. But whatever. So yes, I didn't like that. But I do think I like the Scorpion part. Pretty fun. The second Calibus appearance, I like. And I like the Kraken scene. I love when he's like riding Pegasus and he's like, it's like kind of following him through. The Kraken is like coming out and he's like tentacles. And then he's chasing. Hades comes in, turns into those little bat guys and he's chasing them through the city. And like Pegasus runs when he's on the floor, but then flies.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think there's some really cool stuff. I gave it a four, but I could not give it a 5 because of all the shaky cam in some of the earlier action scenes. But there's plenty. And it mostly looks good. And there is some real fun things like that. Like the way it's shot is pretty clever. Like having the horse mix in running and flying at the same time, I liked. So yeah, I give it a 4. There's plenty.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I give it a 4 also. I thought the action was fun. It was like a fun adventure action scene. It reminded me of The Mummy. If you really think about it, it kind of felt like The Mummy act type of action here on this. Certain things that highlighted for me is when Lashif's character, that warrior character, was like telling him to fight. He goes, you got to learn how to fight. But then he just all of a sudden like disarms him and he's about to stab him. He goes like, I knew you are a god. He drops it. He goes, I'm no god. I am human. And I'm like, oh, here we go, dude. Like,
you're the son of man.
But he told him you're not a man. You like half-half. But anyway.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool. I agree with you with the Kraken and Blackasis. They're right.
He's black in this one instead of white.
Yeah, he is instead of white. So it's Blackasis. He's riding through. I thought that was, you're right. When he gallops through and then takes off, I thought that was pretty cool. I thought also Medusa's scene was pretty well shot. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that worked very well. I wish they gave him the shield. Kind of like the shield from the other one, the 81. The shiny mirror thing that we were laughing at. That you could see his reflection. His dad talked to him through the roof. I thought that was a pretty cool. I mean, because for that scene, it was really useful in that scene. Like, how is the turtle's back, a scorpion thing, have reflection?
Yeah, how is it reflective?
I said that. I was like, wait, is this shit super shiny? Like, he buffed it? He was like, I buffed it for you before you go, Mr. McFly. But yeah, I mean, the action was well done, more than 81. But I feel like in terms of the action, 81 was more solid in storytelling, guiding you through the action. Like, I felt like I was in the journey with the action. This one, I felt like it was just so, it's sporadic. It was like, they stabbed, I forgot what the hell it was, and then all of a sudden, 8,000 scorpions came Calibus. Out. And you're like, Calibus, yeah.
They changed that.
Yeah, like, and then this dude, Hades, gave him hot breath, and then he just became stronger. And I was just like, what the hell is going on with these characters? Like, so they did some changes that was kind of iffy, and I was just like, what the hell? But I do understand, it's kind of mirroring the same journey as the 81, but it was just like bigger and grander because we have the effects. I feel like the effects is what to me is like it kind of hurt it. I wish it was the same effects, but you just dial it back and it felt more like we were like Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings has so many cool effects, but it wasn't like 30,000 orcs when it was like me and you in the woods. Yeah. I mean, they did do it, but it was like practical, them coming towards them. I don't know. Anyway, it's a 4 here also. Okay, storyline. I think this is where we're going back down here
because this is the main thing when I was watching it this time. Okay. And I think the only reason it hurt it so much is because we just watched the original and I had never even seen that movie in full. Even when I saw this one, like I had only seen the remake really. I gave it a 2. I think they changed a lot, which is fine. You know what? You know how I would say this because you know me and I love food. This has like all the same ingredients, right? Like, it's got pasta, it's got some tomato sauce, and it's got some, we got some, like, you know, we got some ground beef, right? But like the first movie made like an incredible spaghetti and meatballs. And this movie, they made like a lasagna. You know, like, it's the same ingredients, but it's a different kind of pasta and it's a different style of. And so, like, yeah, the nuts and bolts are the same. The characters' names are the same, but like the order of events is all different. In the original one, it's Medusa's blood that's toxic and makes the scorpions. This time it's Calibus, but they don't explain that. They explained everything in the first movie. Like, everything that happens in the original, they tell you what can and will happen. Whereas here, stuff just be happening and you just gotta kind of go along with it. You know what I mean? And I can't think of any scene that the two movies share where this movie did it better other than the Kraken. Like, the witches scene, I agree with you. I thought the witches scene was better in the original. I thought the Medusa scene was this one was good, but I feel like it was more solid in the first one, and it was like a little longer and it was drawn out
and it was eerie.
Yeah. So I think Calibus's design I like better in this movie, because that was silly in the first one, but you know, that's more of the product of the effects of the time. I didn't dig any of the changes that much. Plus, you got Andromeda. He doesn't fall in love with her. They're not a couple. And there is an alternate ending where Io dies. He saves Andromeda, dives in, saves her, kisses her, and it's presumed that they'll like fall in love. And I'm glad they changed it, because there's nothing in this entire movie that would ever make you think that there's, you know, there's that. So, and then like at the end where Zeus just like, you know what? You're my son again. And now we're friends after all this. And Perseus is just like, yeah, you know, like, I don't want to live with you, but you could be my dad. And then he's like, and you're going to walk through this world with a girl. And he just teleports her back to life or whatever, which, okay, he's a god. But like, I don't know. It felt like they threw that in. Like, let's just bring the lady back. You know what I mean? I don't know. I gave it a two. I thought it was kind of messy. And I don't think the journey's as fun story-wise as the original.
I must agree. I gave it a one. Oh! I gave it a one. I enjoyed it for what it was. I will say that. I enjoyed it for what it was, but I do not like... See, I'm a big person of, if you're going to remake it, make it your own. But if you're going to use the same, like you said, ingredients, yeah, or the same plot, bullet points, then you're going to have to keep some stuff consistent. But if you're going to change it to change it just to change it, then, and it doesn't make sense for the story, then I'm not on board, because I'm just going to be like, this is stupid. There was a lot of changes to this movie that I did not like. The Hades and the brother, I kind of enjoyed. That was new. Kind of fit for this movie. So I said that was actually cool, better than the 81. I felt like Medusa was cool here in terms of the action of the modern age, but I felt like it was way better in 81 with this claymation, very drawn out. All you hear is her rattling of the snake. You didn't know where the hell it was coming from. Even in my surround sound, you hear the...
And there was no music. What the hell? It was just
it was
ambient sound
of the rattle. And you're like, what the hell? You felt like you were in it. And then it was the mystery. The arrow hit. And then you see the guy come out. He was like, ah! And then he just stood stuck. And he's like, fuck, she called someone. He's like, is it going to be my man Perseus is going now? But still, you got that eeriness. The Calibus scene. Now, my problem with Calibus is in 81, I liked his story. Zeus turned my man into a beast. And he was the son of one of the goddesses. Or gods or whatever. It was my man.
Yeah,
from the Harry Potter, the lady, Miss McGonagall. So we were like, whoa, that was a little tension there. And I liked it. We didn't get that here. It was just Calibus is going to do this. And then Hades was like, well, you can't tell my brother. So I'm going to give you my powers, some powers. And then you could kill my nephew or whatever. And I was just like, didn't like it. I liked the design of Calibus. I liked the strength that he possesses. I like that he fought, and I like that he said, please don't turn into a god. And he was like, and he falls. I kind of like that. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But at the end of the day, it didn't feel like the 81 version of Calibus. Like, I don't know. I just like the story more there. Now, the Kraken scene was very over the top for me. I was just like, okay, I liked it way better than 81. Way better than 81. But again, when he was flying with Medusa's head and he grabs it and he saves his woman, he really runs up to her and kisses her. Right? Did he kiss her? He did, right? Or he held her or untied her or something? Neither.
She falls in the water and he dives down.
That's what it was.
And pulls her out. And then they just like, they wake up there on the beach.
Yes, that's what it was. This one, he just, which I thought was cool when he
runs up. That was this one. I'm sorry. In the original one, he kissed. Yes.
He did kiss it, right? Yes. Okay. Yes. I thought I saw him give some tongue. Yeah. No, yeah, he did kiss her because that's what was the whole point. This one, I ain't going to lie. I kind of digged him running up and then he put the thing in front because it kind of made sense. Because remember I was telling you before that he puts it up and I was like, everyone was looking at this shit. Like, there's no way everyone being statues. Yeah. But in this one, kind of makes everyone's behind. And then you had like that, which another plot point that I hated and I don't think you tackled on was the worshipers.
Oh, that weird like church thing.
Yeah, I don't like that shit in storylines. Some stories it works with.
Yeah.
This one, it was just like
the zealots.
We're cursed. We have to sacrifice.
Praise Hades and burn our arm.
Wait, I was like, dude, you're burning that shit yourself.
I'm burning that guy.
Yeah. I'm like, no, man. I would have been praising Zeus if that's the case.
Right.
But I forgot to bring it up on the action. I'll bring it up here, though. But I did like when my man got the bolt of lightning and threw the sword and it hit Hades and it drove him through the wall. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That was kind of cool. I thought that out of all the action sequences Perseus did, that was the best part.
Yeah.
When he uses sucks power. Sucks up the
lightning, throws it at him, and
his father went
back into hell.
Yeah, I kind of liked that. And he had that one line. I forgot what he said, but he was like, he said something. And
I don't remember either because I was annoyed by him.
It wasn't memorable. Yeah. He did have a one-liner. And I was like, whoa, that was pretty cool. But it wasn't as memorable as the one-liner. But I did like it, though, because the sword went with Hades back down. So kind of like that. So I did give it a one, though. I wasn't too crazy. I think storyline-wise, I think 81 is the best one between the remake and the original. Okay, now let's get to overall. What you give
Okay, with all that said, I'm going to give this a 3 overall.
Okay.
You know, I still find it watchable. If you don't watch it back to back with the original, like let's just say you never seen the original, you know, you want a more sort of action forward version of this sort of story, then I think this one does its job. I think the storyline is not great in comparison, but I think it's like average. Not by comparison. You know what I mean? Like, it just, if you never saw the first, if this was the first Clash of the Titans, I still wouldn't think it's an amazing storyline, but by comparison, it's worse. So, like, if you've never seen it, I think it's okay. I think it looks nice. I like a lot of the locations where they filmed, you know, like when they're walking. It's very, you know, it's that thing of like Lord of the Rings does similar, like wide shots with mountains and like volcanoes, and it looks cool. I think the visuals are good. I think all the cast is good except for Sam Worthington, which kind of sucks because he's the lead. But at least they put a bunch of good people around him. Mads Mikkelsen is great. Liam Cunningham is great as like the two old soldier guys. They're both awesome. Gemma Arterton is gorgeous. She's good. I mean, they didn't use her enough, but she's good. She's just there to kind of like do exposition and narrate, you know? Like, just tell you what we're doing. But that's okay. She was good. And Liam Neeson and Ralph Fiennes are great. So I think it's like a pretty solid sort of sword and sandal movie. I wouldn't put it in the top tier. I've seen worse, but it's pretty average. So I give it a 3.
Okay. So this is weird to say. It's not in my top 5, top 10, but I enjoyed watching this movie. At the end of everything, I enjoyed it. I said, you know, this is a good popcorn flick. Like, if I would have saw this in 2010, I would have came out the theater going, this is not a bad movie. This is pretty entertaining. It had a lot of cool elements in the movie. Granted, what hurt this movie is that we saw 81 first. Because I guarantee you, if I saw this first, this scores would have been 10 times different than when I scored it. And I'm being really honest with you people. Like, if I saw 81 after, I would have been like, wait a minute. No way. I would have been trying to change my scores. But yeah, I think the fact that I saw the original first kind of hindered this a bit. But I did enjoy it. And I'm going to say it right now, dude. If Wrath of the Titans is as good as this, I might buy that 2-pack 4K.
That's what I have.
Yeah, yeah, I might buy that 2-pack. But for right now, I'm half of I'm there with the I'm buying the first one. I do like the 2010. Like, I could see this again. I'm not saying, oh, this is like a must watch. No, right. But this is something that I'm like, oh yeah, I could totally be like, you know what? Let's put on Clash of the Titans, just like Ben-Hur, the remake. I could be like, yeah, let's put this on and check it out. But okay, what is your total points?
Oh, what was your score?
3.
Oh, 3 also. Three. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was good. It was fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad. Like, I remember who that I talked to that they were like, oh my God, this movie's, I just saw it. One of my friends, I told him,
I think a lot of people hate this movie.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm with me and my friend. I was like, me and they going to do for the action. We're going to do Clash and Titan. Like, what? You're going to waste your time watching that movie? He's like, you ever seen it? I was like, no. He was like, oh, you're not going to like this. And I'm like, but what the hell? And we watched
it. Even after seeing the first one, I knew you would kind of like it.
Yeah. I told knew my you wife. Would. I was like, this is a good movie. I was like, it's not that bad. I mean, the actor is bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think doing it this way, by the way, my total points is a 15 out of
mine's 25. Is a 13. Okay. 13 out of, yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about movies, and especially action movies, is you can have things about it that are bad. The story's not good, right? But like, I'm breaking the movie down and I'm like, all right, but these action scenes are mostly good. And it looks nice and it sounds good and the acting is solid. And to me, you can have good and bad in the same movie. And that's what I feel like this movie is. There's some bad stuff in this. And if you love the original, this is worse. It is worse. Yeah. But if you don't, if you're not like me, I don't love the original Clash of the Titans. Like this one's okay as like a cheap, you know what it felt like? Like a B movie that had a big budget. It really felt like a big budget B movie.
You know what it felt like? I think you might agree or might not. It felt like a way better version of The Chronicles of Riddick. Because that was a B flick.
Yeah. Chronicles of Riddick was a B movie that had a $90 million budget. This is a B movie that had $150 million, whatever it was.
125.
Yeah. So, yes, I would say they're in the same realm. This is not like a sort of prestigious, big Hollywood, like, you know, spectacle. It's not. And it doesn't feel that way. It feels kind of cheap at times, but entertaining.
I liked it. You know, it's funny. If you tell me, Alex, which do you prefer? I prefer this over Chronicles of Riddick. I do not like that second movie.
Oh, I hate. I don't like
that's that. It looked great on 4K, but yes. I was like, this is a piece of crap. When we watched it, I was like, this is not even
that movie
good.
Sucks. I don't think this movie sucks. I don't think I wouldn't walk around saying you got to see Clash of the Titans 2010. But at the same time, if you tell me you like these kind of movies, I'll be like, you might like it. And this is also post 300, which, you know, they all have a similar flavor after 300. And this falls in.
If someone tells me, what do you think of it? I'll be 100% honest and be like, to me, it's not that bad of a movie. I enjoyed it for what it was. I like it. But if you tell me Chronicles are really good, this one, I'll be like, I watched this one 10 times more than the other one. But with that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So coming up next with our next Nicolas Cage movie that we're pairing with these Titan movies, we're going to be doing a 90s. I mean, this is I would dare say a 90s staple, like an action staple, a little movie called Con Air. And then next week we will wrap up. This is a short little 3 movie series. And we're going to wrap it up with Wrath of the Titans. Now, I know you've never seen it.
Yeah.
And I always like to give a pregame.
Okay.
I don't remember that much about it, but I remember liking it better than Clash. So it came out when I was 25. It was 2 years later only. Mm. Again, I was in my mid-20s. I have not seen it since then.
Perseus in this?
Perseus. So the only returning actors are Sam Worthington, Liam Neeson, and Ralph Fiennes. A lot of other people is new cast. I remember thinking some of the spectacle in the new one was really good. So we're going to put that to the test. They do change directors, so it's a different director. But yeah, that's because I know you said if you like it, you know, maybe you'd buy it. I remember liking it better, but I could be way off.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. You can also follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, and make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.